Welcome back to the Terminal Exchange, the official podcast of Nussbaum Transportation, where we explore key issues and compelling stories in the trucking industry. I'm your host, Dayton Rumbold, and you're listening to episode 121, The Man from Texas, telling stories with Oscar Flores. Oscar started off in Nussbaum operations, later moved to After Hours, and then moved to Texas? Everything's bigger in Texas, but is it better? Oscar would say so. To learn more about Oscar and his story, please tune in to this featured exchange. Welcome back to the Terminal Exchange. I got the man from Texas himself, Oscar Flores. Did I say that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for coming all the way from Bedi's, Texas. Okay.
Yeah, you said that right. That's perfect.
Let's go. So far, so good. So you're really down in Western, you know, that cowboy feeling in Texas, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm in cattle country.
Is that what they call it?
Yes, sir.
Cattle country.
Cattle country. God's land, right there.
God's land.
Yes, sir.
And you're also our remote after hours service, the people that keep the lights running. And you're doing a ton. And I really don't know that much about After Hours and how it works. I see Brad Haney here, and I know the other After Hours teams. So this is also a time for us to get to know Oscar as a person and also get to know the After Hours and what that looks like and how we can, you know, keep that going good and make sure that it's a good thing going on. So the drivers that we have are supported well. So. Yeah, thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Have you been on a podcast before?
Never in my life.
Okay. This is the first time for everything, right?
Yes, sir.
So this is it. So we were talking about this episode, and I've found that you have a lot, you spend a lot of time on a ranch, too. Like, you have your own set of land?
Yes, sir.
Yourself?
Yes, sir. I'm working my own little ranch. I've got about 5 acres. When I moved down there, I did buy the property unseen, so the house was immaculate, perfectly remodeled,
wow.
Turnkey moved in. That was great.
Nice.
But everything beyond that was very wooded, heavily covered in briar bush and yaupon and lots of old trees that we had to get cut down. So I've been hacking away at it for the last 2 years with chainsaw, axes, and anything you can think of just to get it out of the ground. And eventually, I opened my pocketbook to some forestry mulchers. And
yeah.
They finished off what I started 2 years ago in about a week. Yeah.
So it was pretty hard to tame.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
There was so many vines. Everything was just a tangled mess. You would work for 2 hours and see no dent. It was quite the mess.
Yeah. So what is Texas down? What is it like there? I mean, as far as like animals, you think of, I mean, it's more drier, not as much humidity. You said it's even though it's summer, you said it's cold when you flew into Chicago.
Yes, sir.
So like, how is it living in Texas?
So I'm technically on the east side of Texas. So we're next to the Gulf. So most of the time, during the spring, early summer, it is humid. It's hot and humid.
Mm-hmm.
But in the drier months, when everything starts to dry down, then it gets very, very dry. Animal-wise, we have, I don't know, you name it. We have hogs. We have deers. Insects, snakes, scorpions. if it can't kill you, it's trying to kill you.
Tarantulas.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
Sounds like a lovely place.
Yes, sir.
No, it is. I think Texas is awesome.
That's great.
As an icebreaker, I got these questions here. So if you want to pick one of those.
Sure.
And whatever question looks good.
Oh, was I supposed to look at them or just randomly pick?
You can look at them and pick one of those that sounds good to you.
We'll do this one.
Okay. All right. If you could talk to one species of animal, what would it be?
One species would be dog.
A dog?
I'd love to hear what my dog has to say about
me. Cool. What do you think your dog would say?
He'd be my best friend.
Hey, man, what's up?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be a hidden talent for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's like your dog always knows what's going on. Best friend. What's your dog's name?
His name is Bandit.
Bandit.
Yeah. Okay. He's half pit bull, half mastiff.
Okay.
So he's about 110 pounds. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
He's a good dog.
Good dog.
Yes, sir.
That's sweet. Yeah, we're here to talk about after hours and also, like I said, you. So with after hours, I mean, I was doing a little research. I always like to know the backstory behind something. I'm curious about that stuff. And after hours hasn't been around for a long time. It started, people just used to work from sunrise to sunset. You know, you work on the farm, and then when the sun sets, you're done for the day. Mm-hmm. And then when we started to get more machines, industrial revolution, hours extended, but people's health, they didn't care about it. They would just say, hey, keep working, you know, back to the factory, especially for like transportation, media, stuff that they need around the clock, medical. And then later they pushed for 8-hour work days. And then today, I mean, we have the gig economy and remote work is huge. So it's something that it's kind of blurred the lines of what is traditional work. But when you come to work, your hours are, they're different every day. What are your hours at Nussbaum?
Yes, sir. So my hours, Monday and Tuesday and every other Wednesday are from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. Then I also work every other weekend. I always have Thursday and Friday off. So every other weekend on Saturday is 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. and then Sunday from 5 a.m. till noon.
Wow. Are those 5 to 5 shifts hard? Or no?
I mean, what do you mean by hard?
What is the most difficult shift, I guess, out of those ones you said?
Out of those, probably the weekdays. The weekdays, you know, everything's busy. All the moving parts are moving, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. We get more cars during the weekdays than we do on the weekends, I would say, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And part of after hours is you're picking up pieces, you're playing a lot of hats. Mm-hmm. You got your cowboy hat on now. You put on a lot of different hats, yes, being an after hours person. What are those different things that you do?
Well, everything from customer service to planning to looking over accounts. We even get calls for that sometimes the recruiting, some people will call in asking for a job, and just a broad range of everything.
Yeah. You ever get any wild requests or stuff people ask you? Or
wild requests? no, I do. I do like to shoot the breeze with some of our drivers.
Nice. Yeah. I'm sure they appreciate that, yeah, knowing that someone's there, talking to them.
Know them.
Yeah, in those late hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you always been able to do stuff like that? Like, I feel like it takes a special type of person to be able to pull off those late hours, non-traditional.
Yeah, it was definitely a learning curve. I had a lot of help from my family, you know, with taking care of my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But I eventually, you know, after you do it for so long, it becomes habit and your body just adjusts.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense. How big is the after hours team?
I do believe there are 7 of us.
Okay.
Total. 7 or 8.
Okay. So, and that, I feel like it's grown a little bit. Billy Joe recently joined the after hours team, and so 7 people. I feel like it's a good crew.
Yep.
You guys get along.
Absolutely. We're a great team. Love the team.
How do you feel like after hours being connected to Nussbaum? Like, do you feel like connected? Are there any ways we can improve that?
Oh, absolutely. We stay connected all the time.
Yeah.
Especially through IM or even our personal phones. We'll text each other.
Okay.
Well, whenever I'm in town, you know, because I live out in Texas. But
yeah,
we'll grab lunch together or dinner or whatnot, and we'll stay connected that way.
Okay. So hit Oscar up, message him. Maybe not too much, but no. That's cool. So you came to Nussbaum. You worked here in person before, you know, moved to Texas. So where did you grow up at?
I grew up in Fairbury, Illinois.
Okay, so not too far from here.
No, sir.
Okay, so you lived in Fairbury for a couple years.
Oh, no, I grew up in Fairbury. I was there for 20 years.
20 years.
19 years, up until I went to college.
So wow, where'd you go to school at?
Heartland Community College.
Okay, cool. So you went to Heartland. And is that when you went to Nussbaum next, or how did you get to Nussbaum?
I didn't start Nussbaum until I think I was about 25 or 26. Mm-hmm. So before Nussbaum, I was in Manitou Transit, and that was about 6 months worth.
Mm-hmm.
And then before that, I was at a seed company for several years.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. So working at a seed company before this, and you said that the place was
Manitou Transit. They hauled fuel.
Oh, okay. So yes, still sir. Transportation.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And did you see yourself in transportation, working in that area, as when you thought about career, this is something I enjoy? How'd that work out?
Well, I'll be honest with you. The company that I was working at, the seed company, they actually shut down, so I was in need of another job.
Sure, and, right.
Yeah, and I was just trying to get whatever I could get my hands on. Manitou Transit ended up hiring me, and I was there for about 6 months to 7 months until I was introduced to Newsbomb.
Okay, gotcha. And so, you were looking in similar industry, probably. You're like, you had that experience, like, okay. And it's also not far from Fairbury.
Right.
You maybe knew Emilio Scott.
No, sir.
You didn't know Emilio? Okay. No,
I do believe we might have been in the same grade class,
right.
maybe a few years here and there, but yeah.
Similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, I feel like Emilio is just one of those guys that, like, you know, he's a Fairbury guy. Mm-hmm. During that time, growing up in Fairbury, any childhood stories you think of growing up, what was it like to be Oscar? Like, what makes Oscar Oscar? Like, what makes you you? I'm curious if you have anything to share with that.
What makes me me?
Yeah.
Growing up in Fairbury, well, Fairbury is not that big of a town, so there's not much to do there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was an adventurous little kid when I could. I loved playing football. Got into fighting for a little bit. Well, sport fighting, not outside of that.
Okay.
Recreational fighting.
I would say. like jujitsu?
Yes, sir. So MMA, mixed martial arts. I did that for about 10 years, and
wow,
yeah, held classes with the local gym in Fairbury, and
Wow. So they have a fighting gym there?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was with them for about 8 years, 6 to 8 years.
Okay.
And before that, it was a different gym in Pontiac.
Hmm. Did you like that?
Oh, I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
I stepped into the ring 9 times and went 7-2.
That's so good.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Then I had my daughter and hung up the gloves.
Yeah, it's probably a good time.
Yeah.
You know, you had your fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you still know a good amount of moves?
I mean, I still practice jiu-jitsu every now and then.
Nice.
When I get the chance to. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Enough to, you know,
I can take care of
throw down.
Yeah.
All I know is I'm not getting in a fight with you. That's good. So yeah, you were in doing fighting, MMA. What else would that look like?
Fighting, MMA. So that involved jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, wrestling, kickboxing.
Mm-hmm.
It all entailed into that. I also was doing football in my high school time, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
I can see that. It's like you probably enjoyed the team aspect of that, mm-hmm. and that is a little bit of what made you,
mm-hmm.
who you are today.
So,
growing up in a small town, and Bedi's, Texas, is also a smaller town, too.
Yes, sir.
It's not like an Austin or Dallas.
No, sir.
Yeah, so you probably like that feel.
Oh, I do, especially because I'm out in the country.
Okay.
I'm still a few miles outside of town. And
yeah.
Yeah.
What's the nearest big city?
Nearest big city would be College Station, Bryan.
Okay.
College Station, which would be something just like your Bloomington Normal.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, they're a little larger than Bloomington Normal.
Yeah. But you guys are 900 or somewhere in there.
Oh, the town of Bedi's?
Yeah, what is that?
They're 400.
400, okay. I overshot a little bit.
It's okay. Yeah, I still think it's under 500 people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty small town.
Okay.
It's just cattle and people, that's all it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so this next stage, how did you get connected to Newsbomb?
How did I get connected to Newsbomb?
Yeah.
So I was working for Manitou Transit at the time, and there were some things in my life that happened.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my fiance through a car accident. And so it just left me and my daughter.
Yeah.
So the shift schedule that they had in Manitou Transit was every other month was a new shift.
Sure.
So first shift 1 month, second shift 1 month, then mm-hmm. the third shift the other month. And that wasn't working out for us. I was
right.
going to get to see her and whatnot.
So. Right. Yeah, you got to.
So I had to make a change, and an individual here named Josh Carr, who used to work at the HR department.
Yeah.
Yeah, he mentioned Newsbomb for me and got an interview here, and I guess they liked me.
That's awesome. How'd you know Josh?
Well, he was the lead HR guy at Manitou Transit at the time.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's really cool. Yeah, and I'm sorry. Yeah, about your fiance. And so you said you have a 7-year-old daughter.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yep, Tinley. Tinley, yeah.
Tinley,
yeah.
That's a sweet name.
She's a very sweet girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so starting off in Nussbaum, what position were you in?
I was, at the time it was called customer service rep, and now it's their customer account coordinator.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir. They called me the tire guy because I had all the tire accounts.
You were the tire guy.
Yeah.
Bridgestone, Michelin.
Yes, sir. All of them.
Okay.
Cooper tires, Goodyear, all of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was a good fit starting out.
Yeah, absolutely. I was trained by one of the best, Vicky.
Okay.
She comes around here. Yeah,
she does.
She still
does.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, Vicky trained me in the Michelin stuff and some of the other tire accounts. And then, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So starting off in as a CSR. Customer service rep,
mm-hmm.
And then did you move to any other positions?
Yes, sir. So I was a customer service rep for about a year and a half until there was an opening for the planning position, and I took that and I did that for about another year and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, another good group of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you really understand operations too. You're getting that customer side, and then you're also getting that planning side.
Yes, sir.
Of the background, which is both needed for the after hours.
Yeah, I would say so. It's great to have, most definitely, but mm-hmm. we have such a supportive team.
Yeah.
That, you know, if you're fresh and you're just coming abroad, we'd be able to help you out and get you where you need
to
be.
Yeah, help grow your skills.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's cool. Is after hours looking to expand? Is that something?
I'm not too sure. I know they just got hired on by Billy Joe.
Yeah.
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 I'm not too sure if they're moving on with that or where their plan is.
That's cool. I was just curious. So you were into planning for about a year and a half. And then is that when you went into, you moved to Texas at that point?
So after the year and a half, I decided to move down to Texas. I just love being down there. The hospitality, the people. The people are just so nice and friendly.
Yeah.
The weather is a lot warmer down there.
Yeah.
I didn't like the cold too much up here. And, you know, I have my sister was down there, so I'd visit her a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Me and my daughter visit her a lot. And, you know, eventually I just had this itch to move down there, and I prayed about it. And,
yeah.
And I just told God, I was like, You just lead me in the right way, and I'll just follow your steps. And
yeah.
It all worked out.
Yeah, he really does. Yeah, he has it in his hands.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's cool to see how that worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear they have cowboy churches down there.
Yes, sir. There is a cowboy church down there, specifically named Cowboy Church.
Yeah. Not the church you attend.
No, sir.
Yeah.
No, sir.
It's good.
But yeah.
What church do you attend?
Christland.
Okay.
Or a non-denominational church. Very nice church.
Okay.
Great. Yes, sir.
Yeah. That hat is pretty sweet.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Did you get it at a special shop or anything?
It was a gift from my father.
Okay.
Yeah. He got it for me, I think, for my birthday.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the first hat he got me. He actually got me a second hat, which is a nice felt hat that I had to help pay with. Because,
yeah.
Yeah, once you get in those X's are very expensive.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I mean, they custom make it and...
Yes, sir. They custom make it to fit my head. Yeah.
Any of the finishings, too, they add that on. And,
yes, sir. Yeah. I like a good old plain straw hat, and it keeps my head cool.
Yeah, yeah, especially in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that you recently got engaged.
Yes, sir.
Right? How long ago was that?
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
Yes, sir.
Okay. How'd you do it?
Well, I had family visiting, and that family wanted to go down to Austin, Texas, and obviously I was going to bring my girlfriend at the time with me, and she really wanted to see this mural called the I Love You So Much mural in Austin. It's literally just a gray wall that's spray painted, I love you so much, and she absolutely needed to see it. So I made it a point to go see it. There was a couple of times throughout the trip, she's like, I don't want to be a bothersome or anything, so we don't have to go see this mural. And I'm like, no, we're going to go see this mural.
Yeah.
So we get to this mural, and I were taking a few pictures with me and my daughter and her. And
yeah.
And then take a picture to solo, and as soon as it's just us two, I got down on one knee and proposed to her.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty special.
Yes, sir.
The I Love You mural in the background.
Absolutely.
And yeah, sweet. So you're planning the wedding. What's that going to look like?
We want to keep a small wedding, mm-hmm. Nothing too crazy, maybe 60 people tops. Mm-hmm. That's including wedding party as well. Mm-hmm. She would love to just to do a backyard homestyle wedding. I want a little bit more than that. But, you know, anything out of a nice ranch and maybe even at a small church, and I'll be happy with.
Yeah. Okay. That's sweet. Thanks for sharing that.
Absolutely.
So after hours now and today, so you're able to balance being a ranch hand and then also helping out here at Nussbaum. How does that work together?
Well, I'm not always a ranch hand. I've visited ranches to help out.
Yep.
I'm not technically a hired ranch, but I did play the role for a little bit. So it works out great. The schedule that I'm on, there's some time in there where I get a few days off, and mm-hmm. I'm able on those few days off to go out and help different ranches and actually learn from them. Mm. I worked down a Longhorn ranch out there and for a few days, and then I worked out at a beef ranch. They raised Brangus beef, and mm-hmm. they had over 2,500 acres and about 600 head of cattle.
Yeah. That's huge.
It was a huge operation. I mean, it was the most beautiful land I've ever seen.
Wow. I don't even know how you herd 600 cattle. How do you do that?
Cowboys.
Cowboys. That's how you do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's cool. And you said cowboy churches, they're at like 7 p.m.?
Yes, sir. So the cowboy church that I know of down there, they do their services at 7 p.m. because in the mornings, they're rodeoing.
Yeah, they're out on rodeo.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you can do both, and I like how you said with your hours you enjoy that.
Yes, sir.
Because it allows you to do some of those things, and also it sounds like you work on around your house and on that land.
Yes, sir. On the 5 acres, clearing that out.
Yeah. Any other hobbies you do? Enjoy your time.
I do love woodworking. Anytime I get the chance to do that, I do mm-hmm. love to do that. Currently, right now, I'm building a 20 by 20 deck.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We're almost done with it. I didn't account for the 10%, so I need to go back to the Home Depot and grab some more wood.
Yeah, finish it out.
Yes, sir.
Or else you walk in and fall through it. Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. That's a big project, too. It's not like just a simple chair or something, but whole porch.
Yep.
That's sweet. With your role, how do you see that playing with the other people and departments? Do you talk to the other departments quite a bit? Or, how's that handoff? Because at night, it's just you and some of the other after-hours crew. And then how do you hand off the baton the next day?
A lot of it is through email.
Yeah.
We try to keep a good detailed email of what happened of whatever situation, even in through Connect Notes, try mm-hmm. to keep that well written. We do our best to keep everyone informed, mm-hmm. Even if it has to go wherever. We try to keep everyone involved as much as we can.
Yeah. I could imagine that's an area we could probably grow in a little bit too, because there's so many conversations that are maybe just verbal. I don't know. Do you feel like that's something that you wish there was more notes and stuff like that? Or
the day team does a very excellent job of passing things on to us.
Yeah.
Sure, there's hiccups every now and then, but, you know, we're able to pick that up and try to get back to where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm. How did it feel going from being in person here to working after hours in Texas? Do you feel like you enjoy that transition, or is that something is like, oh, I kind of liked this part before? How's that compare?
Well, I do love working from home, but I do avoid my office when it's not my, you know, not my day to work. I do miss seeing some of the people around here, and you know, it's great to be back here and see everybody and all the new faces and whatnot. And I honestly would be. I'm happy where I'm at.
Good.
Yeah. Personally.
And you are an exception too in the way of most office people are not remote. There's some remote work that happens depending on the department.
Yes, sir.
But you are the exception in that. And so that's something, we're not a remote company. Our drivers are remote. Mm-hmm. They go out and come back. So that's something that we're learning to do. And you're kind of the forefront of that.
Yes, sir. It was great to hear when they started that division, that department. I had to jump all over it.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, and probably being able to move close to your sister in Texas enabled you to do that.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, sweet. Anything else about Texas that you really enjoy that I didn't hit on?
I just love Texas. It's great. I mean, it's where I met my future wife. And
yeah,
there's, I mean, it's no better other state out there. I mean, especially when you're talking, I want to talk about politics, and it's a state to be in.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd you guys meet, you and your future wife?
Well, I'll be honest. We met online.
Sweet. Yeah.
We met at a dating profile called Hinge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I knew on the second date that I was going to marry this woman.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Born and raised Texan.
Yeah.
I got to bring her up here, and she's helping take care of my daughter right now. So I showed her the Chicago area on Monday, and we did the Shedd Aquarium and got some deep dish pizza, and we were plenty done with Chicago after that.
Had enough.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Has she been around Midwest before?
No, not at all. This was her first time.
Okay.
Yep.
So an experience.
Yes, it was.
And Fairbury, showing around Fairbury a little bit.
Not yet, but that is on the list.
Okay, on the list of places to go. Go to Dave's Supermarket.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And try their chicken salad.
Yeah. Yeah. Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Something at Nussbaum is purpose-driven. And if someone came up to you on the street and said, "Hey, Oscar, what does it mean to have purpose? What does it mean to be purpose-filled? What does that mean to you?"
To me, it's
what would you say?
I'd say to me, it's to have a meaning in life. I mean, what do you wake up every morning for? And for me, it's going to be my family, my daughter, and my future wife. And it's for them I do this.
Yeah.
Mm. Eventually, if I ever get this ranch off the ground, which I will,
yeah,
I'm going to leave it to them, and she can do whatever she wants with it.
Yeah. Yeah, being able to leave a legacy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's sweet. And we need that. I mean, we need purpose. You think about when you wake up in the morning, you have to have a strong reason for why you're getting up to do what you're doing. Otherwise, there's no meaning in life.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, thanks for sharing that.
Absolutely.
Well, I got some hot takes, a game called Hot Takes.
Okay.
You want to play Hot Takes?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it. Hot take is something that's controversial. Not everyone agrees with it. The minority agree with it. Okay. So you can agree or disagree and let me know what you think.
Okay.
Barbecues in Texas are better than any other state.
Yes, sir.
This is true?
This is absolutely true.
Okay, hot take. Well, maybe not for you, but in Texas, what makes it better?
What makes it better? Because it's in Texas.
Yeah. Texas barbecue is the best barbecue.
Texas barbecue is the best barbecue. They take their time with it. Hours and hours of smoking.
Yeah, slow roasted.
Oh, it's so good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if they tried Matt Cheever. He's a big smoker.
Oh, I bet he'd...
He does pretty good.
Yeah.
But I bet it's probably still better in Texas. Okay, next one. Texas Roadhouse is the best restaurant.
So when I moved down there, I didn't think Texas Roadhouse would be.
Yeah.
I didn't think Texans would love Texas Roadhouse. Wow, I'd be surprised that every weekend that place is packed. Texans love their Texas Roadhouse. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, too, the one here we went and... It was packed.
Mm-hmm.
Like crazy. Like so many people there. It's like, where did all these people come from?
Yes, sir. I wouldn't believe it either, but it's true.
Yeah.
It's absolutely true.
But do you personally think it's the best restaurant?
No, sir.
No, sir.
I do not.
Yeah. Yeah. I would probably agree with you there. But, you know, who knows? It's Texas Roadhouse. They got great bread.
Mm-hmm.
Texas college football is better than the NFL.
Oof. That's a tough one. I think Texas in general football is better than the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, it starts from the very beginning of, you know.
Really?
Yeah, all these kids are, you know, they do the 7-on-7s and the 12-on-12s and get into college. That's a whole lifestyle down there. That's, you know, those are kids' futures in some of the areas. And, you know, you got pokey little towns and their stadium is worth more than their town.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow. It's just in the culture.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So that is it's a lifestyle down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't watch much football, so I can't take into this hot take, but seems like it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next one. Rodeos are fun.
Oh, absolutely.
Have you been to a couple rodeos?
Yes, sir. Yeah, rodeos are a blast.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I can't take in this one either. I've never been to a rodeo, so.
We'll have to take you down sometime. Yeah.
And you said eventually you're going to get yourself on a bull here, right?
Absolutely.
Do it on a run?
Yeah, I got to. If I'm going to be a true Texan, I got to get on bull.
Earn your stripes.
Yes, sir.
Mechanical bull, you've done that.
I've done a few mechanical bulls, you know, at the fairgrounds and whatnot, mm-hmm. but not a real bull.
Not a real bull. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll get you on there one day.
Oh, yeah.
And this last one, Bluebell ice cream is the best ice cream.
Absolutely.
I hadn't heard about Bluebell, but is it big in Texas?
Absolutely.
Is it really?
Yes, sir. The only other ice cream that compares to Bluebell is HEB ice cream.
Okay. What's that one?
HEB is like your Hy-Vee around here.
Yeah.
So it's the grocery store around there. It's a Texan thing for sure.
Okay.
And they have their own ice cream. It's pretty close in comparison to Bluebell, but Bluebell takes top.
Bluebell is king.
Yes, sir.
Okay. My wife introduced me to that, and she's adamant that it's the best ice cream. So I'm still not convinced. Haagen-Dazs, that German ice cream is pretty good, but I'll have to take your word for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's all I have today for this episode. We talked about after hours, staying connected to the Nussbaum, talked about your story, coming here. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about? Anyone you want to thank now? Or
just want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to work night shift, you know, giving me the opportunity to come on here and talk to you.
Yeah.
I'm blessed to be able to come back and show face and get to know all the new people that have been hired on with Nussbaum and see some good old friends and,
yeah,
you know, continue working here.
And when I say you're crucial, I mean that because there was a lot of feedback that we got in a survey a year and a half, 2 years ago that, you know, up our after hours, they say we need more after hours support. It's like, and it's a team of 7 people for a rather large company. Mm-hmm. And so you are crucial to what's going on here. And it does make the company work today. So
appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm sure the whole team would love to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So shout out to all After Hours crew. Thank you. They got a good team. So.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I like that. Okay. Well, with that, thank you again for being on here, Oscar. And thank you to our listeners. And until next time, stay purpose-driven and own it every moment.
Hi, this is Lisa from Recruiting at Nussbaum, and I'd love to answer any questions you have about driving with us. Give us a call at 309-268-1199 or visit nussbaumjobs.com. Talk to you soon. You've been listening to Terminal Exchange, the official podcast of Nussbaum Transportation. If you're enjoying our content, please leave us a review. Your reviews help us spread the word about these important topics and invite more people into conversation. You can rate and review us on your podcast app or visit us online at terminalexchange.org. New episodes arrive every other Tuesday, so be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow Nussbaum on your favorite social media platforms and be the first to know when new episodes are released. Thanks for listening. Until next time, own every moment and stay purpose-driven.